Hi, and welcome to the second session of Follow Me on Monday, called Holy Living. The pun in the title suggests that through living whole lives in God, we can live a holy life connected to God. This session offers an opportunity to think afresh about the whole of our lives and challenges some of the artificial divides we may have in our minds. We reflect on a quote from Alan Eccleston which suggests that all of life is spiritual, that there is no division between sacred and secular, work and worship, religion and politics. This session begins by exploring some images of everyday life and work and asking the group to suggest whether the images are more sacred or more secular. The group soon comes to realise that the distinction is a very difficult one to make and is therefore not always helpful. We live beyond this artificial divide. The images are available to download from the After Sunday website and can be either printed off and passed around the group or can be shown on a laptop if one is available. We then go on to explore where people connect with God in the course of everyday life by looking beyond the wonders of natural beauty to see God in the everyday affairs of man. Through the photograph of a sunset over a chemical factory, people are encouraged to think about the activity of God also within the walls of the factory and delighting in the work and creativity that goes on there as well as in the sunset. This thought can represent a bit of a challenge for people, but will often lead to a shift in the way people think about God engaging in the world. Again, a larger copy of this picture is available to download. We then include a perspective from the book by Armand Larive that inspired After Sunday, which challenges the view that some work is more godly than others. This leads into an activity which enables people to see how things in their ordinary, everyday work and life can be seen from a sacred point of view. We hope that this session will encourage people to look for and encounter God at work and in their everyday contexts, and to see the extraordinary that is in the ordinary.